Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in Dadeville, Alabama, have not said if they have any suspects or a motive in the shooting that killed four people and injured dozens more at a teenager's birthday party. Tamia Cox was at that party and says she saw more than one person firing.
I just ran up to the shooter. He told me to move so he won't shoot me. The other one.
Was that before or after you got shot?
After.
How many shooters do you remember there being?
I just saw two in the bathroom, and that's why I ran.
Tragedy struck again in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend, just days after a mass shooting there. Correspondent Mark Strassman says there was more gun violence.
On Saturday night, at least one shooter fired into a crowd of hundreds in a city park. Two people fell dead, four more wounded, in a community still reeling from last week's bank massacre.
This has been an unspeakable week of tragedy for our city.
That was Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg. Five were killed at that bank in Louisville last Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court plans to hear arguments this week in a challenge to the abortion drug mifepristone. Deputy Director of Surveys here, Jennifer DePinto, has results of a new CBS News poll about the pill.
A big majority of Americans, 67%, want to see the abortion pill, mifepristone, remain available in states where abortion is legal. We find that even some who are generally opposed to abortion also hold this view.
The Delaware judge overseeing a voting machine company's $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News says he is delaying the start of the trial until Tuesday. Well, people are sounding off online about what was supposed to be the live reunion special for Love is Blind on Netflix. But some viewers were left waiting and waiting tonight.
I made the wrong choice. And now I'm going to propose to another woman.
Netflix released a statement late Sunday apologizing to viewers.
Sorry, I'm crying.
The streamer says it obviously did turn out as planned and joked Love is late. Reasons for the delay aren't clear. But it's now the second live event hosted by Netflix. The first was Chris Rock's stand-up special Selective Outrage. It live streamed last month without any major issues. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
One person tweeted to Netflix that it should go back to sending out DVDs because that's more their speed. Well, they don't call him the boss for nothing.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Garden State legend Bruce Springsteen is getting his own holiday in New Jersey. Saturday, September 23rd will officially be declared Bruce Springsteen Day in honor of the singer's birthday. So says Jersey's governor. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right?
He's older, but
I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAU. WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Dadeville, Alabama is a small town in mourning as police investigate a birthday party shooting that killed four people. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Alabama investigators are looking into reports that first there was an argument and then gunshots. It was all part of another crime blotter weekend of gun killings.
Dozens more there were hurt. Another mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky has left two people dead and four injured. But Deputy Chief Paul Humphrey says shootings have unfortunately become the norm.
Monday was a very high profile event, but for LMPD, for EMS, for fire, for University Hospital, for this community, this is every night.
A shooter killed five people at a downtown bank there last Monday. A glitch at Netflix leaves fans of Love is Blind waiting and waiting for the live reunion special to air.
The pods are now open.
The streamer says it's taping the special and hopes to have it up ASAP. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
Who do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of time where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Company.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.